Straining to get it right. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Ever go to the lake only to find the beach closed because of high levels of E. coli? Ew. Very frustrating, but be thankful these things are monitored. Now, researchers at the University at Buffalo and Mercyhurst University have found there's a strain of E. coli that may cause us to rethink the way we monitor recreational swimming areas. It's a particularly insidious little bugger that produces a toxin harmful to humans. While most E. coli strains are harmless to us, the Shiga toxin-encoding E. coli, or STEC, intestinally speaking, can really rock your world. And some symptoms can be serious enough to cause death. The team took water samples that contain tiny one-celled protists that feed on E. coli. They introduced regular E. coli and the toxin-producing STEC. The STEC's toxin helped them fend off their aquatic predators, and they suffered far fewer losses. The researchers say if we base closure of a swimming area on just the overall population of E. coli, it could be misleading. If there's a small population with a high concentration of STEC, we may deem an unsafe beach safe. If there's a large population of E. coli but no STEC, we may close water that is safe. Current water quality testing methods cannot be that specific, but this research points up that it may be time for a change. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.